Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Yes, headphones with louvers. Keeps the air coming in. Oh, yeah, and the 5,000 mixer board with less buttons, more power. What are you talking about? More chairs with fins? Oh, yeah. Actually, I have a chair I'm sitting in with a rear spoiler. Because we are sitting, I am sitting in the Concept Car Studio here today on Auto World. Concepts. Concept cars, concept vehicles, concept automobiles, cars, trucks, concept everything. Why not? New, fresh, futuristic. Change it up a little bit, like we did here in the studio. The Concept Car Studio. In fact, I walked down the hall, 11 doors down from the Greasy Garage Studio. It's good to have you along with me every week. Appreciate you. Appreciate you being here. Proud and honored to be behind the silver microphone, which, in fact, in the Concept Car Studio is very, very small. It's not like my normal silver microphone. It is silver, but it's very small. It has, as I mentioned on the first hour, why didn't they put bad breath filters on it? They put hot air filters on it. But, the third hour here of Auto World, they put bad breath filters on it. So, woo! Man, no breath meant needed. Good to have you along. What are we doing this hour of Auto World, Mark? Well, first foremost, folks, we've got the brand name game going. What that is you are walking around, getting in your car, in the back seat, front seat, in the trunk, climbing up underneath the hood, opening the bonnet, if you folks listening across the pond, thank you, appreciate it. And you're going to be counting for me how many times you see the brand on your car, or the model, doesn't matter. And whoever has the highest number wins this brand name game on Auto World. It's been going on, going to be going on for a full month, because I want to give you time to get to familiarize with your car. That's why we're doing this. Your automobile. I want you to be able to. When's the last time you were in the, in the trunk? When's the last time you opened the hatchback? Well, I did, Mark, when I put groceries in it. Well, have you ever hunted for the brand on the jack? Do you know where the jack is even at? Do you even have one of the torque wrenches to undo the lug nuts? Oh, I just call AAA to do that, Mark. In fact, that's how this all works. We learn AAA. It's only $45, $55 a year, and you call them, and they can jumpstart you. They can push you. They can, your car, that is. They might push you if you get hot-headed at them because your car won't start. But AAA. But I still want you to get familiarized with the torque wrench that undoes the torque. Where's the jack at? Because you're, the other listener of Auto World could be driving right past you right now. We're coast to coast, nationwide, proud to say that. In fact, a lot of you are listening, and thank you. And some of our other listeners are going to be seeing you stuck on the side of the road with a flat tire because you didn't take the advice of the Michelin man here and buy Michelin Defenders. Good tire, by the way. Lasts a long time. A lot of miles. Works good. So, but go around. Brand name game right here on Auto World. How do you get that information over to me? We've had quite a few. I think next week I'll let you know what the highest number is, because whoever has the highest number, I think we're all the way up to maybe 18, 19 right now. For example, the door sill plates. Don't forget about the door sill plates. When you open the door right down there on the where it's all dirty and your feet, slide across and scuff that. The door sill plate might even have the brand on there. And don't forget the simple little thing is your center caps where the wheels are might have the brand on there. The glove box door, open it up, and I will count the times on the owner's manual. So if you want to sit and open the packet and look at how many times in there, we might have a winner. 210 times, Mark, just in the owner's manual. We'll count that. That's what it's all about. Got that trivia question out there. Sonny from Ocala, Florida. He said a couple of years, and we're going to go back a little bit farther. And the trivia question is, The Oldsmobile Rocket 88 is considered the first full-size muscle car ever produced. What year was it debuted? Now, I believe Sonny said 1954, and then gave him another chance, 1952, and it's actually even earlier than that, folks. Please get involved there. I got a great parting gift for you there, detailed gifts inside and outside of your car. Here's how you get involved, 855-660-4261. You can call me right now, direct. Axelrod Alex is sitting behind. He's actually not sitting. He's hanging there today because the board is so big. The GCN 2800 mixer machine. 12 feet wide, 22 feet long. He's got to be in control of a lot of buttons to make this show happen. That's what it's all about. Thank you, Axelrod Alex. He'll take your call, 855-660-4261. 4261, and I will take your email at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And I want to shout out to all of you that's emailed us here. Thank you. I ask, and you folks deliver. That's what it's about. And I will make sure and guarantee you that all of you, I'll take care and get you all fixed by Tuesday of this week. And I promise that I want you to bury me in the email questions, okay? Bury me. I want it to go all the way for a full week. Now, if you've got a 911, that's right, a 911 call there on your car. You need help now. You're in a shop with that automobile. You don't understand what they just told you. You've asked them to take a picture of the problem area and text it over to you. They haven't done that yet. You're pissed off. You're mad. That's okay. You email me. You give me their name of the shop and their phone number. I'll call them for you. No cost. Consultant. I'll consult with them. We'll get on the same mechanic jargon page with the words. I'll ask them to send me a photo of the problem child area. I'll take a look at it. It's kind of like almost like an insurance adjuster for your auto body. Well, I'm your automotive consultant, so I will help you at no cost, folks. No cost. I will never ask for your Visa card unless you give it to me, and then I'll just give it right back. So, and how to do that is just email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And I do have, and I want to thank all the shops that are listening. I do. You technicians, mechanics, and shop managers, owners, thanks. I really do appreciate you tuning in and being part of the show. I really do, because communication is a big part of this. That's what radio is about, not only listening, but communication. We want to listen to each other. We want to learn from each other, and a lot of you shops have emailed me, and thank you for all the compliments. I need your help, though. I need your help for you to help me, for me to help you, and in order to do that, we have to work on the same planet, same auto world. So, if I feel you're a little too high on your bill, we're going to talk about it. And you're going to explain to me how come and why. I know how hard it is. I've been doing it 45 years. And that's the point that I help you, as a shop owner, operator, service manager, technician, mechanic, get across to our listeners here at Auto World. Thanks for being part of the show. Coming up on the show at the end of the program, we always have a word with Mark, so stay tuned for that. But right now, it is time. We've got... I do have an answer to the trivia question, so let's get right to that right now before the first segment's gone and over with. Already, geez. The Oldsmobile Rocket 88, folks, is considered the first full-size muscle car ever produced. What year was it debuted? Cindy gets us listening to us on 98.7 FM in Bloomington, Indiana. She says, I listen to you Saturday mornings, Mark, and always tune in on GCNlive.com on Sunday. And I do appreciate that. Thank you. I really do. Thank you. Let's do a shout-out. First, let's get the answer out. You are absolutely right. It debuted in 1949. 49. Answer coming from Indiana. Fantastic. Let's do a shout-out to one of our great Auto World affiliates, AW affiliate family, WGCL, 1370 AM, Bloomington, Greenwood, Columbus, Bedford, Elliottsville, Nashville, Indiana. Good to have you folks along. Thank you. Appreciate you. Now send me an email address back. You are right, 1949. Please let me know where I can send you some great gifts. Appreciate you bringing us into Indiana on the third hour of Auto World. It's a pleasure. Got a little history. In fact, the Oldsmobile 88, marketed from 1989 on as the 88. We're going to take a little short break, and I'm going to come back with a little more trivia on this 88, the Rocket 88. And then we're going to find out. Somebody's hunting down Ferraris and Lamborghinis. We're going to find out who that is right here from the Auto World Plaza, Boise, Idaho, live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Oh, we've got somebody that just pulled in. Hey, how you doing? You need your oil checked and windshield washed? Oh, those were the days. Full-service gas station, you ran over the rubber rope, and I ran out and helped you. I appreciate you just coming in, and I'm helping you now behind the microphone.
That's what it's about. We had that trivia question out there, and we got an answer from Indiana. The Oldsmobile Rocket 88 is considered the first full-size muscle car ever produced. What year was it debuted? It was 1949. And this trivia is brought to you by, that's right, Sean's Steering Wheel Lube. Your complete steering wheel lube lotion in one lube gun, folks. That's right. Thanks to Sean, you can now have what you've been asking for. Just take that lube gun and lube that steering wheel. Call 1-800-LUBE, that wheel. Your hands will never forget you. Steering wheel lube found not in all parts stores. Lube it. The Oldsmobile 88, marketed from 1989 on as a 88, is a full-size car that was sold and produced by Oldsmobile from 1949 until 1999. From 1950 until 1974, the 88 was the division's most profitable line, participating in the entry-level models such as the 88 and the Dynamic 88. The engine in this bad boy was a 3.8-liter Buick LG3 V6 specifications, used in 1986 all the way through 1988. The height of the Delta 88 coupe was, well, 55.5 inches. That's pretty tall. The Delta 88 sedan was 54.7 inches tall. Also called the Oldsmobile Delta 88, 1988 Royale was 1989. That's when it had that. It was a two-door coupe. Also, the four-door sedan was available. Big, round, fat, juicy fenders on them. Oh, I loved waxing those cars. Loved it. Okay, so with that said, we're talking about tickets and the inflation word. You know, inflation's hit everything. Our food, yes, our car prices, our truck prices, our house prices, our clothes prices, everything. Everything. And I'm even talking about air. The oxygen that we breathe has gone up. Well, how much money was the largest speeding fine ever given? Again, how much money was the largest speeding fine ever given? $1 million. $1 million was the largest speeding ticket ever given. Talking about speeding tickets, well, power. Oh, yeah. The EV6, engineered to hunt down Ferraris and Lambos, or better known as Lamborghinis. What is it? Who is it? Kia. That's right. Kia's EV6 GT, the most powerful Kia ever built, folks. It is now being engineered, and is engineered, to hunt down Ferraris, the South Korean automaker's newest EV. It's looking to hunt them down. That's right. High performance, newest electric vehicle. Not to be confused, though, with the EV6 GT line. The new GT packs a considerable punch. I'm telling you, a punch right there, Batman. 576 horsepower and 546 pound-feet of torque. 0 to 60, 3.4 seconds. A top speed on this Kia. I said it, Kia. A top speed of 161 miles an hour and 206 miles of range on this electric bad boy. Kia says that this EV6 is an AMCI certified drag race winner against the Ferraris, the Lamborghinis. Then again, they also use fossil fuel, and this one does not. Is it a fair fight? The most powerful EV6 offered provided 320 horsepower, 446 pound-feet of torque, 274 miles of range is what they're talking about on the best one that they've built, engineered. That's for the 2023 model year, folks. It has a front motor, because we've got to start talking about little electric cars and what's powering them. You know, the Pontiac 389. Remember those? Oh, yeah. Green in color. Well, the Kia, this EV6, has a 160 kilowatt front motor, 270 kilowatt rear motor, and a 77.4 kilowatt battery for performance. The EV6 battery pack is basically comprised of 80% nickel, 10% cobalt, 10% magnesium. Now, here's what Kia's boasting about. The first 800-volt multi-charging agricultural system that they have on this enables a DC charge, recharge, DC recharge from 10% to 80% in less than 18 minutes. So they're starting to get the charging part down, aren't they? Little bit more, can I say it, shorter period of time. I think that's one of the biggest pet peeves that maybe all of us have, is that if I do buy an electric, first off, everybody's talking about the range. What range do I get? How far will it go, Mark, on one single charge? Okay, so if I'm against a rainstorm and the wind's pushing my windscreen really hard and fast and sandblasting my grill, will my range go down? Yes, it will. Another thing that a lot of you have asked me is that, in fact, how fast is the charge? Everybody wants, a faster charge. Absolutely. They want to, just like we do in the fossil fuel cars, pull in, put some fuel in it, liquid in it, in about 3-4 minutes, and off we go. We don't even take time to wash the windshield, let alone check the oil. What's that in our fossil fuel car? The ICE car, internal combustion engine. The Kia EV6 GT's revised wardrobe, folks. Designers were tapped at the Kia design in Seoul, Frankfurt, Germany, and Irvine, California. The Stinger GT has been their performance flagship. They've had it out. It's called the Stinger GT last few years, of course. It's done real well. But again, the brand new coming 2023, the Kia's EV6 GT has been engineered to hunt down the Ferraris and Lamborghinis, and they have beat them on the drag strip. Electric motors. Now, they're not talking about any kind of sound coming out of them like the Dodge is. You know that special word that we talked about the last hour? You know what it is. But they're going to be doing it sooner or later. They will probably have noise coming out of that bad boy in a different way, and they might have their own name in it. Crank it up, huh? Why not? It is time to go to the email bag. Let's do it. Eddie the engine emailer, hand me the bag. Cyberspace, here we come. I'll dig in and get one. There's one. Dig in and get one here. See, there it is. I dropped a couple of them in front of me. Okay. Before we go to our next break, we've got an email here. And again, we got to go to a break. This is not a 911, but this is Rachel. Oh, she's listening in Nevada. We'll be back and help Rachel. Rachel in Reno, Nevada. Right here from the Concept Car Studio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Former Vice President Mike Pence this week said he would consider testifying before the January 6th committee if he was asked. Congressman Adam Schiff, a Democrat from California and a member of the January 6th committee, was on CNN and asked if an invitation has been extended.
He could plainly share a lot of very first-hand information about what it was like to be the subject of those efforts to get him to violate his constitutional duty and arrogate to himself the power to decide who won or who lost an American presidential election.
Events across the country Sunday mark National Fentanyl Prevention and Awareness Day. In Denver, rally participant Machiko Duff flew in from North Carolina to talk about her family's loss. She says her 23-year-old daughter thought she was ingesting cocaine, but it was actually fentanyl, and it killed her.
It's about saving our kids. We won't have no future if this war take over.
I'm Tony Marusso for USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing. Drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing. Drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
A lot of drag racing going on this weekend, Minnesota. All the big names were there racing, of course, tenderizing the rear tires, as I call it. Yes, tenderizing that rubber, making sure that nice and warm, and they're grabbing that track to get the highest speed they can, over 300 miles per hour. Wowza. Wowza. Ralph gets us here. We've got the brand name game going, and of course, that's for all of you. Appreciate you joining in on that. That is where you count. Go around your car, underneath your car, in your car, everywhere. Try to get the highest number you can by counting how many times you see the brand of your automobile and or the model. Ralph here, he gets us. And Ralph, he gets us here in one of our brand new Auto World affiliates, listening here on the last hour and the first hour of Auto World, WWPR. Let's do a shout out to WWPR 1490. There's our shout out horn. Took me a while to push on the horn there, huh? WWPR 1490 AM, Bradenton, Sarasota, St. Petersburg, Florida. Thank you, folks, for taking Auto World. Good to have you along. Ralph, thank you for listening and bringing us down to Florida here today. He says, hey, Mark, had an idea. Had no idea my car had that many nameplates. Counted 20 total. Awesome show. I listen on WWPR 1490 AM. Well, thanks, Ralph. I appreciate it. And, Ralph, please do send me back an email address for me to send you some great little gifts. And first off and foremost, you're in the running now for the winning part of whoever has the highest number of brands on their car. And Ralph says, I've got I counted the owner's manual, the center hubcaps, the spare tire stamped. It's got the name on it. The rear tail light lens, he says he found it on there. The dash cluster has it in there, too. The door sill plates. He's even got in here the front fender side badges. Yes, and thank you, Ralph, for naming all these. I really do appreciate that. You got it on the engine valve covers, too. What kind of car is it? That'd be awesome to know for all of our other listeners, too. Stickers on the trunk deck lid, he says. Stickers under the hood. Grill. There's a lot. Hood ornament. It must be an owner car, Ralph. Hey, I appreciate it. That's how you do it. Brand name game right here from Auto World. Just some of the few things that we like to do here on Auto World. Now, let's go back and go into Reno, Nevada. Rachel, she emails us. I pulled this out of the email bag. Cyberspace, yes. Now, if you have a 911 question, problem with your car, make it a question. Put 911 up on it. Send it over to me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Eddie, the engine emailer here, takes care of it. Thank you, Eddie, for stepping in and sitting in. And Bobby Biesser is in the studio today, of course, our PR director. Making sure I do it all right. Thanks, you guys, for being here. Appreciate it. Axelrod Alex is also in Minnesota running the board, the GCN 2800. Oh, yeah. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it. Rachel says, hey, hi, Mark. What does it mean when my brake and ABS light come on? Question mark. The brake light comes on first, then instantly the ABS light is on. Thanks for your help. Rachel, listening in Reno, Nevada. Another time for a shout-out right here for one of our another great Auto World affiliates. Oh, yeah. Shout-out to go to, for sure, KNNR, 1400 AM, Sparks, Carson City, Sun Valley, Reno, Nevada. Hey, everybody down in Reno, good to have you along. Turn on the air conditioner, huh? Whew, man, make sure that the heater air conditioning motor rheostat in your cars are working. Ooh, man. Thank you, Rachel, for being in Reno. Brake lights, ABS lights. Yes, they are tied together, believe it or not. And believe it or not, Rachel, you'll probably have your brake lights will still be working in the rear of your car, but the light on the dash is on and the ABS light comes on instantly because you have, first, the easiest check we can do. Now, this is for everyone. First check we want to do is make sure you have enough brake fluid in the brake master cylinder, Rachel, and open the hood, driver's side, look up there on the firewall, right underneath the windshield, underneath the hood area, you'll see a little plastic reservoir with a lid on it. It's plastic and clear. Now, you didn't give me the year, make, and model, so I'm saying you're probably a newer car from 1999 on up. We'll have a plastic reservoir. Just look. Don't open the lid. Just look to see. You'll see the dark fluid color through the clear plastic reservoir. If you do see them, you'll see the line says minimum and maximum. Make sure that liquid inside is dark, of course. Make sure it's up to the full line. You don't even need to take the cap off. Keep your hand clean. Now, I'm going to say it's full. And it's okay. So now I want you to do this. You're going to have to go to a brake shop or an automotive independent repair shop or the dealer and talk about these lights are on. I need it to be scanned. I want you to... Now, a lot of the parts stores do a free engine light scan, but they will not have an ABS scan tool to scan the anti-lock brake system. That's what that stands for. You need to get it scanned. Period. Once you get it scanned, Rachel, for the anti-lock brake system, it will show that person that's scanning it on their scan tool which anti-lock brake sensor is bad. Is it the right rear, left front, which one is bad? That's all you have, is one of those anti-lock brake sensors is bad, which then turns that light on and also turns the brake light on. That's what's going on here. And I want you to get it fixed before winter because we all have, I know some of you down in Scottsdale, Phoenix, Maricopa, you know, in Texas, et cetera, and our Florida, our friends there, you get rain. And that means that all that antifreeze that's leaking on the ground and oil that's leaking out of those cars on the ground, that makes that road a slickery, greasy mess. And you could slide also when you hit the brakes and slide right into your person in front of you, meeting them by accident. So, you get it fixed before wintertime because one of your wheels will lock up, Rachel, on your car. Lock up. The anti-lock brake system will not work. It'll lock up, slide you sideways to the right or to the left, and you'll meet somebody by accident. You might get hurt. We do not want that. We want you back here on Auto World with both ears on. So get her scanned, find out which sensor's bad, get it replaced. And they also, good news, they might just tell you that the sensor just needs to be cleaned. It's actually, these sensors are mounted in there where the disc brake pads are, and they get dirty from the dust, from the disc brake pads wearing down. And, of course, dusty mountain roads that you might be in Reno. They're going to Lake Tahoe. Oh, that's beautiful there. Oh, it's gorgeous. Big pine trees. You might be on a mountain road. You got dust on it. Just needs to have some brake clean sprayed on it. And if you know, if you look for the electrical wires, Rachel, and you want to do it yourself, you can, or anybody else can. Go buy some brake clean, get down underneath there, follow the wire going right into your each wheel in the backside there, and just give it a good shower. That'll rinse it right off. It won't hurt anything. And then start it up. But the problem here with the anti-lock brake system, too, Rachel, is that you've got to clear the code to get the light to come off. So it stay off. So you can clean them, but the light will probably still come back on. So hopefully that helps. Rachel, appreciate you emailing us from Reno, Nevada, listening to us on KNNR, 1400 AM. And thanks for being part of the show. Send me an email address back that I can send you some good little cleaning things. And yes, you get a can of brake clean. It'll be an AutoZone can of brake clean, by the way. It works good. I like it. A little trivia, back in 1975, yes, the American Motors introduces the Pacer, a small, wide car which is among the first American automobiles to offer rack and pinion steering. Yeehaw! Despite its quality, the Pacer suffers in a, well, it never did sell. It didn't do very well. I guess we could call it like the Edsel. The Pacer is kind of like the Edsel, didn't really sell. Yeah, dang it. When we come back from our short break, we're going to Woodward Avenue, the Dream Cruise.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cruising, aren't we? I hope so. We're always on a dream cruise, all of us. No matter if we're heading to work, we're sitting there in the traffic, we're going 122 miles an hour with the 10 and 2 position with our hands, we're on a dream cruise. Here this last week, of course, the Woodward Dream Cruise, one of the largest cruises in the United States, is here, and have had a lot of fun. If you've ever been, you know what I'm talking about. Did you know that the Woodward Dream Cruise actually started as a small fundraiser to raise money for a soccer field in Ferndale, Michigan? Yeah. In August 1995, Nelson House and a group of volunteers looked to revive and recreate the nostalgia heydays of the 50s and 60s when youth, music, and Motor City Steel roamed Woodward Avenue. America's first highway. That year, 250,000 people participated, nearly 10 times the number expected. The rest, as you say, is history, of course, folks. Today, the Woodward Dream Cruise is the world's largest one-day automotive event, drawing 1.5 million people and 40,000 classic cars each year from around the globe. From as far away as New Zealand, Australia, Japan, and the former Soviet Union. North American cruisers from California, Georgia, Canada, and all points in between, of course, and the coast to coast. Caravan to the Metro Detroit Motor City to participate in what has become, for many, an annual summer surprise. The Woodward Dream Cruise. Have you ever been? Do you want to go? I would recommend that you all put that on your bucket list. Head on over. Take a look at all the automobiles that people have restored to take care of, their caretakers of their automobiles, the enjoyment of it, the cruising. I love it. The flame throwing coming out of the tailpipes to everything and anything. It's all right there. Woodward Dream Cruise is well worth it. besides that, all the good food and all the people. Oh, it's fun. It's fun. Well, it's time now before the garage door rolls down. In fact, I promised it to you. You wanted to know. Yes, you've been waiting, of course, for the world's slowest police chase. What's this all about? Well, a man led police in a super slow pursuit while driving an excavator. Excavator. Yes. You know, the thing that's got the backhoe on it that digs dirt? No intense speed chase. Nope. No explosions. No destruction. No heart-pounding soundtrack. In fact, there weren't any police squad cars involved. The police were walking involved in the chase, of course. The police simply had to literally walk up to the wanted man who gradually drove away from the officers in an excavator. Yeah, 39-year-old. I will not mention his name to protect. We don't need that. Mr. Shaw was his last name, was arrested by the Washington County Sheriff's Office for the theft of a car, as well as three existing warrants for him on drug and, of course, parole violation charges. According to the authorities, Shaw had been driving this excavator and ignoring, well, the commands to stop that vehicle from the police. Instead, he kept driving it. You know how fast they go. Slow. I'm surprised they don't have a slow-moving triangle sign on the back of them. Shaw drove the excavator over half a mile with deputies following on foot until he stopped. Deputies, of course, had their guns posted up on Twitter along with a video of the chase. Yep, he had to keep social on his cell phone while he was driving the excavator and watching the police behind him. Of course, as you know, they finally caught him. The world's slowest pursuit. As a result, of course, Shaw was additionally charged with eluding the police. The slowest police pursuit. Way to go, Shaw. Way to go. Grab the fastest, the slowest thing there is on the planet to be able to get away. Doesn't work. The ZDX. What is it? When's it coming? It's the ZDX Type S. Acura confirms it. The ZDX will be its very, very, very first all-electric model, folks. You heard it right here on Auto World First. It's the latest precision EV concept. Again, we're talking concepts. It is being debuted at Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, as I'm talking, this weekend. It will appear in your showroom, in your Acura showroom, though. Stay tuned. It's coming in 2024 as the Acura ZDX model, and a sportier version of the brand's first all-electric model will be dubbed the ZDX Type S. Twofold surprise. One thing is the Acura seemed ready to return to its roots with the recent relaunch of the badge, of course, for the ZDX. But this time, if you want to see what it looks like, I welcome all of you to go head over to my Facebook page. You'll see it there. My Facebook page address is Mark Evans, and then we have Auto World Radio. And please do take a look and follow me. We do have a couple slots left to be friends. Friend me if you'd like. We'd love to have you friend us. As you are now listening, you are part of our Auto World affiliate family. And this is a vehicle that has been, well, they've been involved with, General Motors. Yep. And Honda. Acura's, of course, a parent company, Honda. It has fallen behind when it comes to pure electric power, but now Acura, they're going to launch this bad boy as an Acura ZDX in 2024, all electric to compete. This is their very first electric car, too, by the way. So stay tuned for that. It's blue in color. You'll see that photo over there on my Facebook page. Good-looking car. You won't see any door handles on it. Again, they're all going, what's the word here? Door poppers like we used to do in the hot rods, which we still are doing. Yep. Well, Acura brand, they are saying that, in fact, their company's global goal is to achieve carbon neutral by 2050. That's a few years out. But it'll all be battery electric vehicles, as they're stating. And by 2050, no more carbon. No more ICE vehicles. Internal combustion engines is what that stands for. So stay tuned for that. That car's coming your way. The concept, again, it might not look exactly what you see in the photo. They might change it up a little bit, which they usually sometimes do. But it is arriving in 2024. They have promised us that. There's going to be a lot of choice. Back in 2010, the Acura ZDX, of course, was a concept car back in 2010. And now that was when that model debuted. And during the 2009 New York Auto Show was the very first vehicle to carry the name, the ZDX. That was back in 2009 for the 2010 Acura ZDX. And so now they're bringing her back all electric. As we've been stating here, Stellantis is bringing the Charger back, Challenger back, all electric. Things are changing. They really are. So stay tuned. Oh, it's time.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
Yes, this week the word is concept. Do you accept new? Do you accept new? Do you mold to the old? Are you okay with the same? Folks, it's time. Try a new concept. Maybe a new flavor of crackers. Maybe try the animal crackers instead of the Oreos. Yes to the chrome and black wheels instead of the stock black concepts. Be new. Be fresh. Thanks for joining me. We'll see you next week. Drive safe and motor on.
Time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Sabbath bell. Get your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.